The next coach in the teleconference is Maryland's Randy Edsall. The Terrapins are 3-1 overall and play their first Big Ten game at Indiana on Saturday, a 1:30 game to appear on the Big Ten Network. And in conference news, cornerback Will Likely was named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Looking forward to opening up our Big Ten schedule this weekend at Indiana. And we know that it's going to be a very tough game. They're a team that is playing very, very well, explosive and fast offense, and a defense that gives you multiple looks. And we'll try to pressure you. And like I said, are playing at a very high level. So, again, we know that we're going to have to play at a high level in order to give ourselves an opportunity to win.
All right, let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Randy. Talk about the running back for Indiana, Roberts. He seems like he's a very big running back, doesn't really go up the middle. So what do you guys have to do on Saturday to stop him?
Well, I don't think it's just D'Angelo Roberts that you have to stop. I mean, he's got 44 carries for 214 yards, three touchdowns, 4.9 yard average, but they got Tevin Coleman, who's got 576 yards, 66 carries, and six touchdowns, and 8.6 yards per carry. So, again, they have more than just one guy there, and they're both very good backs. They run the ball extremely well. And the thing that you got to do is you got to make sure that you fit the proper way on their schemes, and, you know, you got to tackle those guys because they're outstanding running backs.
Most of the tests, your first four games this year to last year, do you see any improvement?
In terms of us or Indiana?
Just like the offense, the whole team, from this point last year, like this after four games of last year and four games after this year.
You're talking about us at Maryland or?
Yeah, you guys.
Again, I think the one thing that we've been able to do is we've been able to make big plays offensively. And we're able to get a lot of explosive plays with the talent that we have. We're still looking for more consistency with what we do in all areas, special teams-wise. I think we've taken a big jump there in our return game, and also we've been able to block a few kicks. So, again, I see that we've gotten better, and what we've got to do is just continue to strive to get better each and every day.
We'll have a safe trip to Indiana on Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from line of Todd Jones with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Randy, you're talking about Tevin Coleman. He's got a history of long runs through his career. What is it about his explosiveness that makes him capable of pulling off those long runs?
Well, again, I think that he's very quick, and he is explosive, and he's quick to the hole. You know, he's quick, and he's got good vision. He's got good balance, and it's very obvious that he has a very good understanding of what's happening in front of him, and his offensive line does a good job of giving him a crease to get into. But then he also has a good feel for what's taking place in front of me. I'm very, very impressed with how he runs the ball and what he's done for them so far in these three games.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Mike Miller with the Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Coach. How much has your familiarity with Brian Knorr at Wake Forest helped you prepare for what you'll see defensively at Indiana?
Well, again, we have our films from when we played Wake Forest and what he's done, and you can see that there's a carryover from what he's did at Wake Forest to what he's doing at Indiana, and they're mixing some things up there, but Brian's a good football coach, Kevin's a good football coach, they're doing really good things there, and we know that there's things that you prepare for, but then there's also going to be things that you probably haven't seen before that you're going to have to be able to make adjustments for, so we're prepared to do that.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you mentioned Will Likely named Defensive Player of the Week, 9 solo stops, a tackle for loss, and an 88-yard interception return for a touchdown. Talk about the impact he's having on your defense.
Well, I tell you, I could take the whole time here to talk about Will Likely. He's that kind of kid, and, you know, he's just a coach's dream. Does it in the classroom. He does it on the field. He does everything the way you want him to do it. He's a leader. He just works extremely hard. And I just got done with my press conference here and said the same thing. You know, he's one of those kids that just has a tremendous amount of pride and takes a lot, you know, really works hard. And every day he's a great example for other players to emulate him. If you emulate Will, you're going to be pretty darn good. And he's you know, he might be 5'7", but he plays like he's 6'5". And just a tremendous competitor and a guy who really understands the game and loves the game and has a passion to be the best he can.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.